Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astral Mind 2012. I am your host, Adrian. For all you callers out there and listeners, we have a very special gift gifted person that I'm going to be interviewing with me tonight. And he goes by the name Reed, and he is a psychic reader. He is very intuitive, and he is on the show tonight. We're going to be interviewing him on the Ascended Masters. We're going to be talking about that for a minute. And tonight we're going to also be doing some pendulum readings tonight. And if we can get to the ruins, we can do some ruin readings. We can also do some tarot. Kind of depends on where I want to be directed tonight, and we'll just follow whatever the pendulum tells us tonight. And we're going to be working with the Ascended Masters tonight. So, Reed, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, Reed. Well, we're really thankful to have you on the show tonight, Reed. Can you tell us, the audience, a little bit about yourself and what you do at your site shop?
Yeah, I work at a gift shop called Planet Rainbow at Rainbow Gardens, and we have like a whole team of psychic readers, and I do tea leaf readings and card readings. I especially like to focus on fairy cards.
Well, great. Well, I know from what you've told me about the Ascended Masters and some of the Celtic gods that you work with, as far as the Ascended Masters, can you tell us a little bit about some of them?
Well, yeah, like I said, you know, they are more, they're the Celtic flavor, and some people think of them as gods or Ascended Masters, forces of nature, and I know I almost see them as like my spiritual family, and they've given me a lot of like guidance and support, and they're like part of my strength.
And how have they helped your life, and how have they affected others?
Oh, well, I don't know how personal you want me to get, but like, you know, they helped me do a lot of inner healing. You know, like I went through a horrible period where soul was practically shattered, and because of them, like, I really got lifted up into the light and higher vibration.
That's great. And what do you feel about some of these masters that are more of the neutral gods and the underworld gods? Do you feel that they also have a contract that they have to keep? Like, they, what I mean by that is how they can help us into different difficult situations. Say, for an example, if we had a situation to do with money or love, how can they help us in that situation?
Well, that's a big question, but like definitely, like, I don't like it when people, when you say underworld ascended masters, that doesn't mean they're necessarily dark or scary, but I do believe they can be individual personalities, so, like, you know, you'll be, they kind of work differently than if you're going to get into, like, Christian or Abrahamic religion, Ascended Masters.
Well, so do you believe that there could be an underworld?
Oh, yeah, I believe, well, in the Celtic mythology, they believe in a whole other world, and it's basically just, like, the astral plane. And it's just like a world parallel to ours where, like, the spirits of nature dwell. And even they say legends that, like, ghosts and the dead live there.
That's really interesting, Reed. Shifting, not to change subjects or anything, but shifting back to your tea leaf readings, can you tell us a little bit about how that works and how that operates?
Yeah, it's something I haven't seen anywhere else, so, and that's one reason I like to start it up. But basically just put like a spoonful of loose tea leaves and fill up with the hot water, and as you drink, you just ask your question or put in your energy. Once you're done drinking, you just the leaves form patterns and shapes that mean things. So like, I kind of try to relate it to tarot, how you lay out cards. Each card has a symbol. Well, with tea leaf reading, each the leaves make symbols that mean different things.
Well, that's really awesome. I think there's all kinds of, you know, we've talked about this on our show before, and I think there's all kinds of ways to connect with the divine energy, and there's no just one way. Like, I know there's a lot of tarot readers out there, because tarot seems to be more common. As far as pendulum readers and remote viewers and scryers, you don't see a lot of those around here in Utah. And so it's kind of a whole... a new thing for a lot of people to study, as far as, you know, you hear a lot about, you know, Ouija boards, and you hear a lot about people's experiences with the supernatural.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't hear a lot about the Ascended Masters also. That's another thing. And I think a lot of people should know more about the Ascended Masters. And tonight, I think there's a message for everyone tonight from the Ascended Master, and I'm going to go to my pendulum chart, and I'm going to pick out one of those messages tonight, if we have some time. If we don't, then we'll just go right to the reading. We might just want to go right to the readings, depending on what the master chart tells us tonight, where we need to go. So we're just going to kind of go with the flow tonight.
Sounds beautiful.
So why don't we go ahead and start with the readings tonight? Looks like we got a line of people here. Let me go ahead and get my chart ready here. I'm going to go ahead and smudge, and we're going to start out with the fairy charts, which is a lot easier, and then, like I say, if I have to go in a little bit more detail, we'll go ahead with the master charts. And I'm just waiting on, real excited, I'm waiting on Volume 1, how to work with the master chart, the original chart. I've been creating my own so far. Just kind of learning a little bit more about the pendulum. Like I say, you know, I want to try something new this year. That's kind of my goal. So let's go ahead and start with the first caller from the 561 area. You're talking to Reed and Adrian. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida, and what's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, we'd like to welcome you, Lisa, to Astromind 2012 with Reed and Adrian. Tonight we're going to be giving some readings and a little bit insight, and Reed's going to kind of help me give a little bit more of his insight and my insight, and we're going to see how we can help you. What is your question tonight?
Well, I had a little accident yesterday. I fell and broke my arm. So I'm... I thought I was moving forward in my life, and then I took a fall and feel like I'm going backwards.
Okay. So you've had some injury then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, was this during the retrograde period?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Okay, so this was recent. Okay, so is there anything that you would like to know for the fairy chart tonight? Anything in general? This mainly gives general readings. I'm just going to be up front with you. If we have to go into the master's chart, we can go ahead and do that. I don't have it all quite set up yet, but we'll see what we can do for you. What is your question?
As far as moving forward in my life, finding a job and getting my own place.
Okay. So the chart that stands out for me for that question would be timing. Because timing is so important, it plays a big role in our lives, you know. Another thing that comes to me is creativity, and I don't know why that chart stands up for me, but it does. So I'm going to go ahead and what was your first question on timing?
About moving forward in my life, finding a job.
Moving forward, okay. So let's go ahead and ask the question, moving forward now. There's different words on this chart, you know. There's soon, there's now, there's never, and there's later, okay? And we're just going to see if it's the right timing for you to move forward in your life at this time. So we're going to go ahead and ask that question. This will just take a minute. And you're very positive about it. And it is, and yes. It is saying, yes, you do need to make some changes to move forward in your life. And you're very up and down about it, but today you're more positive. So I'm getting that, you know, you want to do it, but you're still having your doubts about it. Like you're more positive than you are negative, but you are having your doubts. You're kind of up and down about it.
No, I know. I mean, I know I have to do it eventually. I just feel like now since I broke my arm, who's going to hire me like this?
Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to check and see. What was your other question?
About
career?
Okay. I mean, I know it's probably not going to be until this injury heals, which is going to be about 8 weeks. Maybe sooner.
Okay, maybe that's why I was going to creativity.
May I share some cards that I pulled?
Yeah, go ahead, Reed.
Okay, for you, was your name Lisa?
Yes.
Yeah, I pulled some like little cards for you about this situation. And the first card we got was the card, and it's named the Returning Card. And this is about like cycles in your life, and it's almost like kind of you're back where you started, and like you're kind of going to have to take a step back from things and almost like start over. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then we got the Maiden card, and the Maiden's a really good omen because that's showing you have gone back, and now you're at a new point. Because the Maiden, she's everything that means, like, freshness, new beginnings, new growth. So, like, so the energy around you right now is definitely, like, ripe for new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled two more cards for you, and we got the Queen of the Night. And she brings the message of, like, exploring your subconscious, but saying to help you move forward, like, what will help you is to, like, explore your subconscious, explore those, like, hidden, suppressed desires and feelings. I'm also getting there's, like, suppressed feelings that need to be kind of released and let go. And then the last card I got for you was the Gift card, and that's saying the universe is going to supply you with some outside help, and I think I'm really getting, for you to move forward, you need, like, assistance from an outside force.
I didn't hear that.
That was really good. I think that with that reading, there's a lot of insight that you should write down. That's another thing. If when Reed the Tarot, you know, it wouldn't hurt to write some of these things down, and that way you can give us some feedback of what kind of information we're receiving from a higher source.
Well, and yeah, new beginning. I'm changing my major at school.
Right.
I've been going to school, and I'm going to be changing my major.
And the one I'm getting on creativity, the card, is transformation.
Mm-hmm.
That means that all these things that Reed has telling you about is it's all going to be a lot of big changes for you, big steps. Because you're right now you're going through changes, and that's why it's really hard. From you're letting go of all the old crap, and you're starting something new.
Oh yeah, I'm letting go of this old stuff that I don't want to go to school for this other stuff anymore. It's a waste of my time.
Right.
It doesn't resonate with me.
And that's why you're transforming.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely feeling you are making the right choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I just didn't know where to turn because I was so unhappy because I was so... I was so unsure of myself and my life. And now since I made this decision, I feel like it's, you know, the right path for me.
The main thing is not having any doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And,
see if I can work in do some volunteer work in this facility.
Transform to me means that you're, you know, like, it's kind of like if you see yourself as a butterfly, as a caterpillar, mm-hmm. and you're turning into a butterfly. That means that, you know, you are transforming into something even more beautiful than before.
Why do you think this broken arm happens? I mean, I know there's always a reason for everything.
I mean, before you were the worm, and now you're transforming into a beautiful butterfly. You're getting in touch with your creativity more than you were before.
Oh yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, I think I resonate more with where I want to go.
Uh huh.
It makes sense to my life. I haven't told anybody about it, the change yet.
Uh-huh. I agree with everything Reed said. I think that you have to seek for outside. Sometimes you have to step out and you have to seek for other help, people that can come in and help you. You know, don't never be afraid to ask for help, you know.
No, I mean, I've gotten help from the outside.
We don't want to waste any more caller time. We want to thank you for these wonderful messages from Reed and from the fairies tonight, fairy chart. So we're going to go ahead and do our next caller. We appreciate your time. You have a wonderful night. Let's go ahead to the 386 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
And what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Sheena calling from Florida.
Sheena, what can we do for you? What can me and Reed do for you tonight?
Hi, to both of you. I have a question about relationship. It's not quite a relationship. Well, a relationship that I'm hoping to blossom.
Okay. Finding my chart flipped to love.
Huh?
My chart just flipped to the love page. So it's funny that you bring up relationship.
Oh. Yeah, it's a young man that I used to date. His name's Kevin. He's a Leo. But I have this really good and strong connection. It's just, I don't know what's going on. Like, I saw him right before Christmas, and then I haven't seen him since. And I try to contact him, and it's not like he's not saying anything. It's like, he's not saying, don't call me anymore. I have a girlfriend or whatever the case. And he's not saying, you know, but he's just not saying nothing. So I'm just wondering if he's not interested and if this relationship will ever blossom like I'm hoping it to.
First, I want to check your connection on your physical level, and then I'm going to check your connection on your spiritual, okay?
Okay.
So let's first check physical. This will just take a minute. Now, I'm giving yes and no questions. Sometimes we can go for answers, but there's not a lot of answers on this board until I get my master's.
Okay.
That's why we have Reed. Reed's going to be doing the tarot tonight. But I'm just going to check your connection really quickly here. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, your connection on the physical level is very weak. It's going to cold. Okay? And we're just going to check on the spiritual connection here. Okay, very weak. So you got two very weak connections there.
I guess the yes or no question would be, is this relationship going to blossom?
Well, first you need to build your connection with this person, okay? But we can't ask that question if it's going to work or not. We'll just be direct.
Okay. Direct. Okay.
How
can
right
I
now,
be more direct?
Okay, right now it's gone to a negative yes. Okay, so you got to really focus on changing your way of thinking, all right, if you want this relationship to build. If you want to build this connection, it is saying yes, you know, that there is a 50% chance that, you know, that it can work, but you need to start changing your way of thinking.
Okay,
that's why it's going downwards, because anytime when it goes downwards and it swings towards my direction, that means that you've been thinking negative.
Oh, I
don't know. You've been doubting.
Oh, doubting, because it's like when you're calling someone and they're not even saying anything, that's kind of hard to deal with.
It's really hard. It's really hard to stay positive. It is. Especially during retrograde. I mean, we've gone through a period of lack of communications with all kinds of signs, turmoil, betrayal, you know, all the bad things. Emotional. Everything is very emotional right now because we're in Pisces, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have Reed take over, and Reed's going to give you some really good information on what his fairy cards tell him, okay? We're working with the fairies tonight, by the way. So I just used the fairy chart, so now Reed's going to read the fairy cards for you. Go ahead, Reed.
Okay, so I pulled some cards, and I pulled one card to represent this man you're talking about. It's kind of funny that, like, the card that represents him is the heartless love card. And that represents someone who's, like, uncaring, who's not, like, giving in, and they're kind of, like, focused on themselves, and they're being introverted, and they're like, in their own little world.
Wow.
And
okay.
And I pulled a card to represent the energy between you, and we got the challenge card. So that's saying you, like, the energy between you guys, you do have a ton of little, like, obstacles. But we already knew all that. And then I pulled a card to see, like, the direction you two are heading. And we got the gift card. And that means, what I'm getting from this one is you need to recognize some things. You need to kind of just accept life and, like, maybe accept the fact. But the gift card also speaks of, like, you getting, like, the universe, God, or whoever you believe in, like, giving you a boost of help. So you will receive some help, but definitely you need to bring in the energy of, like, recognition and acceptance. I think that's it for those cards.
Is there anything that she needs to work on besides her way of thinking, Reed, like anything and any blockages in her chakras or anything like that?
Well, this card I got, like the help card that will help her the most is the Lady of the Leprechauns card. And this card means, like, clear sight, foreknowledge, intuition, psychic power. So it's saying, like, you need to clear your mind more. You need to get more intuitive and in touch with, like, your consciousness. And, like, I'm getting, you know, you need to be more, like, self-assured and confident. And don't play other people's games.
Yes. That's true.
So does that kind of give you some insight on where you're headed, or?
Yes, I can say that helps. It doesn't boost my confidence necessarily because I'm like, I don't know. I can start from this point with, you know, stop doubting, but I'm not sure how to make the connection without feeling like I'm chasing, because, I mean, I don't know what it would take to, I guess, not to focus so much and just focus on what I need to do, because...
Yeah, I think that's what you need to do, like reset, connect with your consciousness more. And that falls in line with your creativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that way you don't know much about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I do need to meditate. I really do. But I don't know what it is about this man that I just cannot stop thinking about him. I don't know if it's just infatuation or what, but, I mean, there's a connection with this man that I can't explain.
Okay, so you want to know your connection?
Well, like, where is it coming from? Like, I don't know where it's coming from. I want to know if it's not just infatuation. Is there something, like, real there and not just in my head?
Okay, so this is more of a yes and no question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go to timing. Hold on.
And the one card that I got that represented him, it, like, seems like it was saying he's involved in his own little world. It's like he's not even thinking about other people or relationships right now.
Okay. Got it. So, evidently, the timing is not right.
I think so. Like, I think it's just the things in his life right now. It's like he's on this journey, and he doesn't want any distraction.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm getting a bad signal. It keeps going towards me. Somebody's thinking negative.
Hmm.
So... that's what's putting up the barriers, and I think it's him, because I checked to see if it was you, but it kept going to a male, so I'm gonna go with him.
And when you say he's thinking negative, it's more, it's not about me. Is it about me, or is it about life in general?
It's about, like Bree said, it's all.
Hello?
Sorry. Well, the cards, my card, the way it said, I don't think he's